Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I am very happy to sit with you on this. Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, in case we've never met, and I'm very happy to sit with you. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat and get settled. Whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or a chair is great. You can sit with your feet flat on the floor, unless that's uncomfortable. But in all cases, find a way to sit that feels both relaxed and upright. And Happy New Year. I hope 2026 will be a year of joyful realization for you. And one thing that really helps in the direction of joyful realization, meaning understanding the true nature, seeing clearly, being open and brave. Meditation is the foundation for such realization. So we'll sit together. And as we begin, I want to share with you a very short reading from a book called Progressive Stages of Meditation on Emptiness. I'm pretty sure there was no marketing focus group to come up with that title, although it is direct and accurate. It might not sound as exciting as it actually is. So the reason I want to share this paragraph with you is it provides a view of meditation that is powerful and true and useful and creates a context for what we are doing in our practice. So it begins. Three stages in the process of understanding, or you could say joyful realization. Meditation should be understood as the third stage in the development of one's understanding. The first stage is to listen to or study the teachings with an open and receptive mind that does not distort what is being heard or studied. The second stage is carefully to reflect on what has been received in order to clarify its true significance. The third stage is to integrate the newly acquired knowledge or understanding into one's being or character. In a sense, this is like putting it into practice. When one talks about meditation practice, one does not mean one is practicing meditation so that one day one will have perfected it and be able to give a perfect performance. Rather, it is practice in the sense of actually doing or being it, as opposed to just thinking about it. So from Progressive Stages of Meditation on Emptiness by the Kagyu Master Kempo Tsultrum Gyamtso Rinpoche. And what this points to is that meditating, which we are fixing to do, is not about necessarily becoming better at anything, perfecting anything, calming down. I mean, those are all good things. But here, meditation is identified as a way of being. So in this practice, as my friend Michael Carroll often says, we're not trying to get anywhere. We're trying to be somewhere. We're trying to be who we really are. And it, being who we really are is not just like, okay, let me get that in focus. Oh, this is who I am. Okay, freeze. Now I'm who I am. Being is constantly moving, evolving, changing, obviously. And being who you are does not mean solidifying a particular personality or identity, but being with the circumstances that are arising within you and around you. So this is also called, in the traditions I've been trained in, hearing, contemplating, and meditating. Those are the three steps to learning something, like finally, like I learned it, I got it, okay, now what? The first step, as mentioned by the great Kempo Tsultrum Gyamtso Rinpoche, is you hear. You hear teachings. They don't have to be Buddhist teachings, obviously. Whatever it is that you're interested in, First, you just listen and hear to the best of your ability without projecting meaning yet. First, you just take it in. So obviously a very important first step. Otherwise, you're just listening to yourself. And you may be really great and smart, and I'm sure you are, but to learn something that you don't already know, we have to open and listen to something we may not have heard before. And then wait. Don't think you know what it means right away. Or if you do, go, okay, I think I know what it means, but let me keep paying attention. And the keeping paying attention part is step two, contemplate, which means you don't just think about it, which is a normal definition of the word contemplate, but you test it, you weigh it, you measure it against your experience. Someone said, blah, blah, this teaching that sounds, oh, that makes sense, could be useful. Don't stop there. Look at your life. Look at your experience. See if there are moments when this teaching comes back to you, enters your mind, like, oh, I wonder if that might be relevant, or someone already said something about this. Maybe I should think about it a little bit more. In other words, you measure it and weigh it against your experience. So you don't just accept it wholesale. You really consider what has been suggested, aka don't take my word for anything. You may have heard me say that before. It is my favorite teaching. Don't take my word for anything. I really mean that. I'm not trying to be humble here. I'm like, it doesn't matter what I say. What matters is what you understand and what you find to be true based on what I or somebody else might have said. Then it's your wisdom. And you can forget about wherever it came from. Although, you know, it's nice to remember from time to time. So first you hear, you literally open. That's very profound. You don't open to what you think about what's being taught. You open to what's being taught. Second, you contemplate, you think about it. You bring it into your world and sort of test it. It's like a new pair of shoes. Does it work when I hike? Are these good shoes for, I don't know, walking in the snow? You bring it into your world and you go, how does this work? Is this right? Then should you have decided based on your experience, yep, this is a good one. Then you come to the third step, which here is called meditating, but it doesn't mean the classical technique that we are about to practice. Rather, it means do it, live it, be that wisdom. Don't keep it in a purely conceptual realm. Meditating here is synonymous with living it or being it, as Kenpo Chodron said. So those are the three steps to learn anything, spiritual or otherwise. First, you listen carefully. Then you think about it. Then you do it. We're fixing to do it right now. So let's begin our practice. Our first practice in this new year that I hope will bring peace. Please begin, as mentioned, by taking a good posture. It means sit up straight and relax. Let yourself feel heavy from the waist down, rooted, firm, strong, unmovable. And let yourself feel light and open and receptive from the waist up. You can afford to be open because you have this strong foundation. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Soften your belly. Relax your shoulders. chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and the mouth is closed, the lips and teeth slightly parted. Breath is natural in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold or allergies or something, but otherwise just regular breathing. You're already really, really good at that. You've been doing it since the moment you were born. Please simply continue breathing in and out. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot in front. And it doesn't matter what's in that spot. Let there be a sense that your vision mixes with space. I guess it kind of does. Rather than laser focusing on a particular point in space. So you're seeing, but you're not looking, as it were. Just seeing, just hearing. Relax your brow. Let your attention come to rest on the breath, like the breath is a hammock that swings in and out, in on the in-breath, out on the out-breath, and you just let your mind be placed in the hammock and carried by the wave of breath. Breathing in and dissolving out. Your mind will continue to make thoughts because that's what it does, just like the eyes see, no off switch, the ears hear, no off switch. The mind thinks, no off switch, and nor does there need to be one. Just let your thoughts come and go, because they do, whether you let them or not. No thought has remained permanently. So they all arise, abide, and dissolve. You don't have to intercede in any way. While your primary attention is on the feeling of the body breathing, and I emphasize the word feeling because we're not observing the breath, we're feeling the breath. Thoughts can fall to the background. Breath is in the foreground. And if you notice that you swap them, meaning you spaced out, you became absorbed in a line of thought, not a thought, but a line, so that you're not meditating anymore. Cool, great, you noticed that. That's really fantastic. And that's the first step. Notice that you're thinking. You can label it silently thinking, i.e. not meditating, thinking, great. Then let go, just let go. Gently come back. And begin again, simply feeling the body breathe. That's all we're doing. So we'll sit together in silence for a few minutes until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. Thank you for practicing together. I wish you the happiest of happy New Year's.